Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim's Skin time. And all you can hear is Alex going, exactly, in the background. You hear that?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's my water.
Way to, you know, totally ruin my intro.
Actually, it's my dragon fruit strawberry lemonade.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I wish they don't sponsor us, do they?
No, they don't.
They totally should. I'm not going to give them a shout out for that reason.
Well, you already kind of did.
Well, they don't know. I could be talking about tropical smoothie. I could be talking about 7-Eleven. Who knows?
7-Eleven would make sense. At least they have spent money with us before.
Yeah, that is, so I guess it can't be 7-Eleven then.
Yeah. And we just passed 7-Eleven Day, which was yesterday, which is crazy.
Oh,
because,
my God.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Yesterday was 7-Eleven Day.
I didn't get my free smoothie.
Yeah.
Smoothie. Oh, my God. Slushy.
Yeah. Well, as everybody knows, yes, this is my right-hand man, Mr. Alex DePonte.
What's up, guys?
And what do you call it? We are Within Brim's Skin. And as always, Within Brim's Skin brought to you by Man & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Barodynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the
world.
Yeah, it's early. It's earlier than normal.
Early today.
Yeah,
we got an early Tuesday today.
It's a very early day, which is a good thing.
I like being here in the morning anyway.
I'm kind of like still asleep, even though we got here earlier.
I've been up for 6 hours.
That's a shame.
It's currently 10:30 in the morning, guys.
Again, number 165, Strive. That's the name of this episode.
Strive to be alive.
Strive to be better. Strive. Just strive. Strive.
Well, I'm striving to be alive.
Yeah, strive to be alive. Here we go. What do you call it?
Today's secret word is...
alive.
Ah!
There you go.
I like that one.
There you go. So what do you call it? We haven't done the secret word today yet. So.
Yeah, I called you out last week for it.
Yeah.
And we still didn't really use it because it was a stupid word.
I don't even remember what it was.
It was like something that we would never use, like arrested or like...
Arrested? Or, of course we'd use arrested.
Well, like we had already passed like the cop story at that point.
Okay,
so
fair
like we wouldn't have... Unless we brought it back full circle.
Yeah. You know what I finally got, by the way?
What'd you get?
I finally got my new SAG-AFTRA card.
That's right. You showed me at the place that we got my delicious drink at that I'm not going to name the name of.
It's so pretty. It's so... You're such a jerk. What do you call it? It's so pretty. What do you call it? I love the fact
it's
that...
It's yellow.
I love the fact that it says... what do you
SAG?
Call it? No. I love the fact that it says 1980 on it. What do you call it? Member since 1980. I just think that's really cool.
But have you've been a member since 1980, or they just put that? Oh,
no,
okay.
I started on SAG-AFTRA in 1980. So I was 6 years old when I got my my SAG card, and then from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I haven't stayed on SAG for that long, but I just put it. It was on hiatus.
Right,
I wasn't.
You weren't
off
taking
SAG.
Off.
I was still there. So when they went to re-put me on, because I do a lot of work outside of SAG, and for many years I was perfectly fine being off of SAG, but it was time for me to come back on. Especially since a couple of things that I'm working with.
Yeah.
But
so you got your SAG card and it says since 1980.
Since 1980, which is amazing.
That's insane.
So
you've been doing it for just about as long as Metallica's been playing.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's a little nuts.
Yeah. A little nuts. I don't know why it was so funny to me.
What?
all I heard was you go, it's a little nuts. I kind of want that as a soundbite.
Little nuts?
No, the way you say it, a little nuts. Yeah.
I guess. All right, I'll clip it.
I want that as a soundbite.
Sure.
But for me, I was like, whose little nuts are you talking about?
See, when you said that, I just pictured a f***ing squirrel. Oh, my God.
Now you gotta beep it.
Yeah, now I do. I just pictured a squirrel for some reason. I have no idea why.
I don't know, but you know,
they do have little nuts, like in their mouth.
In their mouth. Have you seen them stretch their mouths at them and like chipmunks?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you call it? So technically, it's not, you know, to say, hey, you know, Chip had Dale's nuts in his mouth isn't really a...
No, it's not gay at
it's
all.
It's not even
just a fact.
It's not even a sexual thing. You know what I'm saying? Like some people might consider that sexual.
But, it's not,
you know what I mean?
What's
but it's
so
not.
Sexual if, about having nuts in your mouth?
If Chip... had Dale's nuts in his mouth and Dale had Chip's nuts in his mouth, it doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that they're eating nuts. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? Is there
I
anything?
Love nuts, actually. They're really delicious. Great source of protein.
Okay, all right. We're done with this. We're done with this. Yeah.
They are. Peanuts are delicious.
Yeah. No more from you. Now you make me. No more from you. Anyway, what do you call it? Speaking about absolutely nuts, I'm coming right off the freaking, right off the hilt here with, you know, some of these people that in this world that I don't know how they're alive, or how they're functioning here. And how anybody? Oh yeah,
alive.
You're right. How they're functioning here, and how anybody follows these pieces of trash. One of them, Senator John Cornyn, he's from Texas, okay, and he just called for the reversal of Plessy versus Ferguson, Brown versus Board of Education.
Yeah, I've actually been seeing a lot of people have been, they've been saying that they want to revisit like the court cases, like the gay marriage court case and the, you know, just all of these court cases that we've been given pretty much since Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And like they're like, yeah, they're all called into question. I'm like, really? Really? We're going to go back to not having gay marriage in this country? That's so weird.
No, first of all, it's... This is just getting out of hand, man. The whole gay marriage thing, the whole Board of Education, that's segregation in schools, Alex.
Yeah.
That's that, like, you're telling me that so black and white, blacks aren't going to be able to be in school with white kids, or they're not going to be able to be in the same classes?
Yeah, it's absolutely
thing again?
Insane.
Are you kidding me?
It's absolutely insane.
Like, we're
going back in time.
Where are these people's heads? I don't understand.
The 1950s.
Do they not know where they are? I mean, and at the end of the day, like what? I've been watching videos. I probably shouldn't. Just like these dumb people making these responses to, you know, to questions, obviously made to make them look stupid because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. What do you call it? But you know, they're sitting there and they're going, you know, the guy asks him, well, so you know, so you do you believe in slavery? And the guy goes, well, I'm not gonna answer the question.
That's the easy. That's
the
most
easiest
layup question right there.
It's like, no, I do not believe in slavery.
That's That's like up there with, are you a Nazi? The correct answer to that is no.
No, exactly.
Not, well, I refuse not to answer, because that is a very personal question to me. How dare you ask if I'm affiliated with the Nazi party? I find that heinous, good sir.
Unbelievable.
Like,
can you imagine?
Just like, say no.
Seriously, man, dude.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Seriously.
I can't believe
this. I can't handle, man, these people. Here's another one. Okay, so now South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, okay, this dumb hooch, okay, she implied and she continued to state that it would be okay, or not that it would be okay, that, what do you call it, that if a girl, a 10-year-old girl was raped, got pregnant.
Yeah. No, this did happen. No, this
that
happened.
That did happen, and I will explain it to you. But that if a in her state, I'm going to talk about the other one next.
Yeah, in her state.
In her state, that if a 10-year-old girl got raped, that she would still need to give birth and feels that it's a blessing and that all lives are precious.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though the girl would die, what do you call it, and a 10-year-old is certainly not ready to
have
a child.
Well, they have, I believe... They did. She did said unless the mother's life was at jeopardy. Most people stop there. But
yeah. Well, as far as the law is concerned, that's not even the case.
No, I'm pretty sure that that's what the laws say.
No,
unless the mother's life. That's the only exception. But there, you're right. There is no exception for rape or incest.
Yeah, there's no exception. There's basically it should not be happening. It should be taken care of immediately. Immediately. You kidding me? Someone came near your kid, if your kid was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, the law's really messed up. The law at the moment can go fuck itself. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I have the censor button, so.
Why don't we do this? Because I'm going to go off on a rant.
I have a wild video to show you anyway.
Let's just take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild Z from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Whippin' Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Within Brimskin. Did we have some more things to talk about on your end, or are you pretty much wrapped up with what you were talking about?
Oh, no, I got a ton of stuff to talk about, but I guess you're...
Yeah, so something happened, and you didn't bring it up. We were talking politics. I for sure thought you were going to bring this up, especially since you mentioned gun
laws. Hold on. Let's take a step back. We're not talking politics. We're talking about idiots.
All right, fair enough.
These are a bunch of fucking morons.
You know what? Everything's kind of
who think that they have any fucking right whatsoever to tell everybody else what they should be doing.
But really, everything is politics. Like when you take a position on something, like that is like you're taking a position on something, and then you know you want
my perspective.
Yeah, I understand that. But pretty much everything is politics. You know, I mean, granted, when we talk about like. You know, excluding Hollywood and stuff like that. Like, that's not politics, obviously, but... Mm-hmm. And anyway.
So talk to me about this.
I can't believe you didn't know this. So the president, prime minister over there, but the prime minister of Japan was assassinated.
Really?
That's like in this country, Trump or Biden being assassinated.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Like... 2 days ago?
I didn't even know about that.
Oh.
I've kind of been, like, wrapped up in so much.
Yeah.
But really?
Yeah. It's really shocking because Japan only has, like, 10 gun deaths a year, which is insane. They have the strictest gun laws pretty much of any country out there. It's pretty much hard. Like, you just can't get a gun. And when you actually looked at the gun that this guy used, and when you watched the video, it doesn't even sound like
a
gun.
See a video of it?
There's a video of it, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't even sound like a gun because the thing was made out of, like, duct tape. And like just metal that he found. Like, I think it just looks really weird. I think someone said that it was like a sawed shotgun that was cut in half that was duct taped together for some reason. Really weird. But he had to he had to make this in order to do the assassination attempt. And yeah, the Prime Minister of Japan is dead.
How did he get in?
It was a re-election, so he was going up for re-election, and he was giving a campaign speech, and the dude walked close enough behind him that the shotgun did hit the Prime Minister. He fired off two shots. People didn't know that the first shot was a gun, it seemed like, because I watched the video of the crowd, and again, they have very low, like, gun crimes there,
right.
So like, people aren't used to really hearing firearms all the time, or they don't even really think about it,
right.
Like, I was reading the comments in the video, and someone was like, I'm an American, I live in Japan now, I heard a motorcycle that sounded like gunshots, and I started looking around, and nobody else around me even flinched. Very different, like, environment. So when you watch the crowd, it looks like they're, like, looking at fireworks. And it takes them, like, 30 seconds to realize, oh, my God, somebody fired a gun. It's a really weird video. One of the security people tries to hold up a briefcase to, like, block some of the shots when he realizes. But it's really weird. Because now they're, like, talking about, like, what are we going to do? Because they already have the strictest gun laws, like, of pretty much any country, you know?
Wow. Yeah, it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, we talked about gun stuff last week. You got crazy people, and this world is just going to hell in a handbasket, and it's crazy. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
There's
so much hate in this world. Like, it's just... it's unbelievable. And you know, we're going to wind up being you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you know, this whole COVID thing or whatever was God's reset. You know what I mean?
God's reset.
You know what
I'm
saying?
He didn't kill off enough people.
Well, he was trying, but, you know, the people are too advanced at this point, you know, and they're coming up with things. We lost a lot of people. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
think
about
it,
though.
If it was a reset, it wasn't enough. If he wants to do a reset, he needs to do a Thanos snap.
Let's not have that, because I really don't want any of that stuff to happen.
I mean, I don't want a Thanos snap either. I mean, I personally don't think that we necessarily need that. From all the research that I have looked into, we have enough food and resources on this planet to sustain everybody. It's just a matter of proportioning it out. And the problem is that you have a lot of greedy people at the top that want it all for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it doesn't get portioned out to everybody the way that it should be.
I'm talking about in general with just, you know, bad people, just bad, awful people thinking, I don't know. Look, our Earth has been around for millions of years. And what do you call it? At the end of the day, there have been, you know, world extinction events over and over again.
Of course.
So what do you call it? You know, I don't know, man.
Don't you think that people would be nice to each other, though, if their needs were met, if they were pretty much fulfilled in life? Don't you think that crime would significantly decrease and the number of bad people would kind of go away?
Sure, but nobody wants to work for it.
Well, I mean, I know.
How is that, you know, there is also a fairness to it. If you work for it, you deserve to be rewarded for it. You know what I mean?
I understand that, but I still feel like that we could divide things a little bit more even. Like, for example, I just learned something the other day. I was watching, have you seen John Oliver's show on The Tonight Show?
No, I don't watch that.
No. Well, he pointed out a statistic to me that I was like, wow, that's kind of messed up. So, like, for example, housing is something that we talk a lot about right now, and like, how are we going to deal with like the insane housing prices that are right now? You know,
ridiculous.
Like they're crazy. Megan and I could barely afford an apartment to ourselves. But the United States government already subsidizes houses. They subsidize housing for people that make over $250,000 a year. And like John Oliver, he said it himself. He was like, I benefit from this program and I don't need to. I don't need the tax incentive for my house. I don't need the subsidy from the government, but I get it because I make over $250,000. That program costs the government, I think it was like close to $500 million, something stupid like that. Mm-hmm. If he was like, if we put that towards lower income houses and we subsidize them, then people wouldn't be struggling as much.
Well, think about all the billionaires and all these politicians. I'm sorry, I got to yawn.
Yeah, you're good.
Think about all these politicians that are out there that make millions of dollars, or they have millions of dollars, or billionaires.
Yeah.
And there are, and then they're spending how much money on campaigns and how much money it takes to become a president and
it
so
costs
forth.
$2 billion to become president.
Become president. Now, so
think about that.
$2 billion, can't you, you know, you could feed the homeless with that.
Yeah.
You could house the homeless. You could give them a new start.
You could house the homeless with the money that the government already subsidizes for housing of people that make over $250,000.
It's craziness.
You could literally, if you just take that money and give it to the low income people instead of the high income people, you could solve pretty much homeless in America.
Yeah. How much time do we have left in this segment?
We got like an additional like not 5 minutes, like 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you call it? Where was I before? I did the South Dakota thing.
Did you?
I was talking about that governor, the who bag, what do you call it, a governor?
The who bag?
Yeah, the one, all lives are precious. And even, even though it's, you know, it's a shame that you know, it's a 10-year-old.
The 10-year-old, yep.
And blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you know, Ohio politics should be castrated, you know what I'm saying? Simply because, like, you've got the rep, Gene Schmidt, there, who says that rape and pregnancy by rape is a blessing for women.
It's not. How?
And that's where the 10-year-old girl actually did get raped.
Yes.
And she said that it's a blessing that for the girl, and that she's to keep the baby. But they already went over state lines and had the thing, you know, aborted.
They're probably going to start banning that, too. Probably going to start prosecuting people for going over state lines and receiving an abortion.
Well, they can go F themselves because... Yeah. You know, I will personally drive people over the lines and do that.
You know, it's weird. And
if they need it, if it's a serious situation, 100%.
I remember when we were talking about laws a while ago, and it's like some of the laws in red states I obviously hate. And then sometimes they're like just right as nails. Like, for example, with marriage and who you're related to. Like Texas outright just bans you cannot marry your cousin, you can't marry your brother, all that stuff. Despite what people say about the South, it's illegal there. But in New York, you can. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, but most people are not doing that.
There are plenty of people. Obviously, most people don't do it, but I still feel like that should be illegal. Like, why can't we have a mix of both? Like, why can't we just not be crazy on both ends? Let's give women their rights, and let's not marry our cousins. This is pretty this is pretty simple, people.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't know. The world is crazy, man.
People are disgusting.
Doesn't
man.
It get under your skin?
It's totally within my skin, and it is, what do you call it? It is really a strange time to be alive.
Ah! I was going to say, man, I'm struggling to stay alive.
There you go.
That's so funny. We were on the same thought with that.
Anyway, what do you call it? So, yeah, so this Rep Gene Schmidt should go die. And, you know, the same for Governor Kristi Noem. And you know what's really sad is
how
that—
How about the dude that also assassinated the prime minister? He could go die, too.
Who knows? They didn't kill him? Did they catch him?
Oh, yeah, they have him.
Okay.
But I think he said that he wasn't trying to kill the prime minister, but I'm like, bull crap. You fired 2 shotgun shots at him.
All right, so what, we need to take a break?
Yeah, about
right,
now.
So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the whole Arizona wonderful winners out there.
Oh, my God.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there. up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
What's up, people?
So, how about all the freaking winners out in Arizona?
The video clip that I showed you?
Yeah, you know, apparently this thing is going viral. I'm surprised that I didn't see it.
It's got 10 million hits on Twitter.
I gotta tell. First of all, like this one, the one dude who's the reporter.
Oh my god, his face the entire time is like, am I in a skit? Like, am I in, like, La La Land? Like, where am I? Like, he's struggling to keep it on track.
How dumb are these people?
I mean,
fucking dumb? I'm sorry. How dumb are these people?
They've been brainwashed. Like, some of it is just straight brainwashed. Like the woman who was like, all right, can we just take a second and can we raise our hands? Who thinks that the 2020 election was stolen?
And she should be arrested on the spot for saying that.
Because that's free.
As a politician, what do you call it? Keep insinuating that the presidency is not legit is illegal. They're not supposed to do that.
How is that illegal?
They're not supposed to be doing that.
How is that illegal?
There's something to, I don't know about the specifics of it, but they're not supposed to be saying that. That's a big problem.
They can say that. It's totally protected under the First Amendment. Because here's the thing.
If that was the case, then Trump wouldn't be having the issues he's having about the whole thing about the 6th.
No, the 6th is different because they stormed the Capitol.
They stormed the castle. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, and because they also have him, and like they're trying to prove that he, like, intelligently and in a manipulative way, convinced people to storm the Capitol. That is illegal. That is not legal at all. But to just say that you believe that the 2020 election was stolen, that is totally protected under free speech.
All right, well, there's so much idiocy, I can't keep up with what's what.
Yeah, but it's not illegal to be an idiot.
It should be.
No, it shouldn't be.
That's one thing that it should be.
It should not be.
Yeah, I think that idiots should be taken care of.
No, because then who draws the line?
Who draws the line?
Yeah, who decides who's an idiot? Because somebody would probably say that you're an idiot.
I draw the line. I'm the king.
Yeah, if you can't do that's authoritarian.
Okay, I'm the.
Nobody wants to be in an authoritarian regime.
Listen, man, but that's what they were trying to do.
If you're considering running for office, and you say that, like, oh, I decide who's the people are not gonna.
That's what Trump did. And they loved him.
He didn't say that. And he didn't say, I'm an authoritarian leader.
No, he didn't like that.
You know, granted, yeah.
I'm just joking when I'm saying this stuff.
Well, see.
If I was to do something in politics,
yeah,
I would go right in the middle. I would be the one in the middle.
I don't think you're in the middle.
I'm more left than I am right.
To be fair, though, I actually think that most Americans are more on the left than the right. I just think that they've been duped by the media. Because if you look at polling, if you ask the American people, like, for example, there was a newspaper that went to a Trump rally, and they asked people, you know, who they supported. Obviously, everybody there pretty much said Trump. Then they asked them if they were in support of Medicare for All, a Medicare for All system, the mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders idea. And they said yes. Now, how is that possible? How in the same breath do you support Medicare for All, left-leaning thing, and then also support Trump? Like, it doesn't really make any sense. People don't really know labels, is what I've come to realize. And they kind of just say, I'm conservative, I'm this. And it doesn't actually match their beliefs.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, put it this way, everybody's a freaking idiot right now. I can't handle. So this debate, this Arizona debate. First of all, and let's talk about the first Arizona person that's not even part of the debate. Fucking idiotic rep who said that she would shoot and kill her own grandchildren.
Do you want me to play that?
Do
you want me to find it?
No, if you want. All right.
Well, I'll just summarize. So there was a woman, because I posted the video of this, and she said, oh no, I can find it really quick. I have it. I have that video on. So here, rant for a little bit.
What do you call it? So we've got that. Meanwhile, you got they did this debate, and apparently there's almost 10 million views on
it's
it right
now. 10 million
now.
Views on Twitter.
What do you call it? That these absolute morons going back and forth. One of them, the guy, says, I haven't been around this many women since I went to a baby shower.
Yeah. Then the reporter's like, I don't know how that's gonna go.
Yeah, that's gonna go
so,
over Scott.
So we're just gonna let that hang. And then nobody responds to it.
Yeah, because they're all
They are absolutely crazy. And, you know, speaking of insane people, I found this video. Guys, listen to this representative of Arizona.
Thank you, Representative Jordan. I rise in opposition to H.R. 2377. I have 5 grandchildren. I would do anything to protect my 5 grandchildren, including, as a last resort, shooting them.
This woman needs to be freaking locked up and thrown into a mental institution immediately.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Here, like, this is, it's just, this is stupidity. Who the hell puts this kind of idiot into office?
Including as a last resort, shooting your kids.
Who grandchildren.
That is a great, oh yeah, yeah.
Who in their right minds would allow somebody like that, somebody like the jackass governor in South Dakota, or that dumb person in Ohio and these idiots in Arizona, who's putting them into office? Why would you even think that it's okay to do that?
Because people have been brainwashed a little bit, you know, and I'm sure we probably have been a little bit like we probably believe. No, we definitely do. We definitely believe things that aren't true because that's just how, unfortunately, the media is. But when you consume too much of things that are like really like conspiracies and like really like out there and nobody like stops you. You know, that's how you get led
but
to
when
like
you
this
hear
stuff.
This crap, this should tell you steer clear. I don't care what the other person is, I'm going to go for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but everyone on that stage was insane.
Just like when, as much as you might have hated Hillary Clinton, okay? As much as somebody might have hated Hillary Clinton, the second that Trump said that he's going to grab the woman by their pussy, that the fact that all the women...
Nah,
that,
I have bigger issues with Hillary. I have bigger issues with Hillary.
Well, okay, so you would have voted for Trump?
No,
voted
I didn't
for
vote
Bernie.
For. I voted for neither of them. Well, yeah, I would have voted for Bernie, but I voted for neither of them.
Okay, there you go. But understand my situation. But what
I understand
what I'm trying to say.
I get it. If you're like, if you're one of those people and you're like, I need to go to the ballot box to cast a vote, then I understand. I also understand my brother's perspective. My brother was like, listen, I couldn't, in all, you know, faith, I could not vote for Hillary. I had to vote for Trump. And that was his call. And I understand where he was coming from. I understand his concerns against Hillary. I really do.
I didn't like Hillary, but like I said, you know what I'm saying? In terms of the grand scheme of things, you know what I'm saying? Again, I don't want to go talk politics.
I don't know, man.
That's too political for us.
I think that there was...
That's too political for us. Let's not go there. Let's talk about these idiots in Arizona, what do you call it, and so forth. And look, again, you people are allowed to vote for whoever they want to vote for, and that's cool. But when you've got a clear and precise idiot like these people, you know, who you know, unless if you're okay with 10-year-olds getting pregnant, getting raped and having a kid
by
their rapist... You know, or some woman saying she's going to shoot her grandchildren to protect them from a gunman.
Or the dude that straight up said, how about we treat human life like we would treat alien life if we found it on another planet? What the hell are you talking about? What?
Because these people are freaking crazy. Crazy, Alex. They're crazy. There's no place in this freaking world for these crazy ass people. And that's
well,
I can't say it enough. I am so absolutely beyond words at this point.
No, I understand.
I had so many good things that I wanted to talk about this week, and I couldn't because we had so much crap to discuss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
So next week we'll try to make it lighter. But what do you call it? This is just it's just way too much. Strive to be better, people. Strive to be better. Listen, make sure you catch us every Tuesday. Also catch the Grindhouse Radio every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This week we got King El Noir, fantastic artist, and what do you call it? Dirty Little Secrets Club Tuesdays as well. See you guys next week. Love you.